credit machine will be available at the end of the service if that's how you are looking to give your tithes and offerings this morning. We have a couple special components to our service this morning, and since the first round of people have all arrived, I am going to ask if Billy and Brad and Esther would join me up at the front. I know, it's a solid group, right? Come on up, gentlemen and ladies. You can join me right across the front here. I know, this is like only one of them is going to be okay with this, and he's going to tell me he wasn't okay with after. It's true. True story. We are happy to share with you this morning that these three lovely people who stand in front of us are our newest church members at Newcastle Pentecostal Church. So for what that means, for those of you who are unfamiliar, Bradley, I think she wants you to scooch a little. No, other scooch. Wow, someone ate some peppy cereal this morning. What that means is we have people who attend regularly and they never take up membership, and that's okay. If you don't ever take membership, you are welcome here. That is no more, no less. But that means that these people have committed to the fact that this is their church home and the place they're going to serve and they're going to plug in and they're going to be committed to and they're going to grow with, that they're going to be discipled. If I need to like slap their hand and get them in line, I now have permission to do that, which is really good for some of us. No, I'm joking. But we are so thankful for each of them, and they have already gone above and beyond and become a part of our church family in so many ways. So in a really big way, this is more or less just a formality for each of them. But we want to take the opportunity to let you see their gorgeous faces, not from sound booths and flower beds and places that usually find them. Every single one of these people has a heart of service, and you'll usually find them behind the scenes doing something that doesn't draw any attention to them. And yet without each of the ways that they serve, we wouldn't be able to be who we are, because they add to that in the fullest ways. So I'm going to ask if the board members and their spouses who are here would join me at the front, and we are just going to pray for these lovely, lovely people. Pastor Matt, Megan, you can join us also back there. If you get closer, we can touch more of you.
Father, I just thank you, Lord, for healthy growth, Lord. Father, I thank you, Lord, that, Lord, with you, when you are with us, Father, no one can be against us, Lord. So, Father, I just thank you for these three, Lord, and I ask you, Father, to just pour down on them, Lord. Father, rain down on them this morning, Lord. Father, fill them with your Holy Spirit, Lord. Father, just give them fresh dreams and give them a fresh anointing, Lord, where they're calling out for you, Lord, and where they want direction from you or more of you, Lord. I just ask you, Father, to answer that prayer, Father, and give them a double portion this morning, Lord. Father, give them their heart's desire, Lord. Father, I thank you, Lord, that you guided them to this church, Lord. I thank you, Father, that you gave it to them, Father, that they're to stay, Father. And Father, I thank you, Lord, for their willingness, Lord, because, Father, you do not usurp our will, Lord. And Father, it was their willingness, Lord, to join. And Father, I thank you for their hearts, Lord. I thank you for them. Lord, I ask you to increase in them, Father, and Lord, that you would pour your love on them, Lord, that they know that they're welcomed. Father, that they belong, Lord. And Father, that they're part of this body, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I ask that in Jesus' name.
Thank you very much. You guys can make your way back. Thank you very much. They're all amazing people. If you don't know any one of them, I highly suggest you get to know them, because they are top-notch people that we accept into membership here at Newcastle Pentecostal Church. The church office is going to be closed this week. I am going to take some vacation, and Leanne is off-site cooking at a camp just outside of Lindsay. So if you have an emergency, you need to reach someone, please contact one of the board members, and if it's an emergency that requires me to be contacted, then they will reach out to me. My contacts will be shut off. So if it is an emergency, I promise they will get a hold of me. They won't leave you hanging, but they're going to play intermediaries this week for me. There will still be prayer on Thursday night, though, and so please come out and join us as we continue to pray for revival in the community of Newcastle and in Newtonville and in Orono and in our lives personally and corporately. I feel like I should have had more announcements, but that's all I wrote down. It's a really odd feeling. Yeah, it's all, yeah. Yay, hallelujah, and we're done. Well, next week we do, though, have Jeff Hackett speaking because I won't be here. It does say in the bulletin that he is from EIRDO, so we were asked this morning, and I will explain it. EIRDO stands for the Emergency Relief and Development Organization. I was worried about the acronym after last week. I was afraid I was going to choke there for a second. But it's an organization through the Pentecostal Assemblies of Canada where we go out as a fellowship and provide emergency relief in crisis situations. So when the tsunami hit in Thailand in 2005, EIRDO was right in there providing medical support, food, shelter, clothing for people, safety, those kinds of things. EIRDO actually, and Jeff will share more about this, was ranked last year, I believe it was, by a secular organization, one of the top 100 charities in North America. And in its category of philanthropy, it was rated in the top 10. And so it's gained notability across the globe, and they really do absolutely amazing things for people in need. And so it's a perfect opportunity to be able to hear. You may remember when Amber Price was here with us from Thailand, she had set up the table at the back with the Compassion Children. That is a faction, a part of EIRDO's ministry. So Jeff will share a little bit more about that again next Sunday as well. So it's a great opportunity to learn about some of the things that are going on and ways to serve. And Jeff is an absolutely lovely person who is incredibly entertaining. So you don't want to miss it because it's going to be a great morning. Now this morning, we're going to talk a little bit about blessing. Now we live in a culture that likes to throw out the word blessing a lot. I was at someone's house a few weeks back, and it was a less than Jesus loving environment, and they were hashtag blessing everything, and they were blessed and highly favored, and I'm thinking, wow, if you only knew what it meant. Like, I mean, keep blessing. Keep going, but if you only knew what it was really connected with. And so this morning, I'm going to share with you a little bit from the work of Terry Bone and Melissa Bone, who talk about the power of blessing and what that is and why that is. And if you've been around for any length of time, you know that we've made it a practice of blessing people at significant moments of their development, of their life, whether it's baby dedications, conceptions, marriages, all kinds of things we have done this for. And so when we understand that we have a call to bless, we realize that we are purposed by God to step out in this. You see, a blessing is truly at the heart of it. It's an empowerment to prosper that we speak over someone. How can we not want those that we love and hold dear to prosper? Does anyone want the people that they treasure the most to not have freedom in life and prosperity? No? Okay, well, we're on the same page then, that's good. To be clear, we're not talking about financial prosperity, though that can be a facet of blessing, but it's more so about the person's successfulness and ability to thrive in every area of their life. You see, the first people on earth were Adam and Eve, and they were blessed through God's words. His words became a divine download of essential affirmations that empowered them to thrive in their calling specifically as the general managers of the earth. The difference that blessing people's lives can make can be easily seen in Adam and Eve's story after the devil stole their blessing in Genesis chapter 3. All of a sudden, their relationship with God was broken and different. Immediately, they were influenced by shame and fear. We've shared in the past that there are major markers in life where blessing is integral to identity and destiny. The beautiful thing is that most often, God chooses to impart the blessings we need through the words of people, and most often those in closest relationship to us. And we've shared that in the past, that generally blessing comes down and is passed down scripturally through parents or people in that position of influence and trust in our life. But then the doors do open sometimes that in close relationship with someone, we have the ability to speak God's blessing into their life and to call it forth. Now, whenever the Bible records God speaking, we all know that things begin to shift and people are affected. Promises are given, destinies are declared, bodies are raised from the dead, and mountains are moved. God's words have creative power and eternal nature right from the very beginning of time, as we see in Genesis chapter 1. God chose to share his power with only one facet of his creation. Have you ever thought about that? There's only one piece of God's creation that he shared his power with, and that was humankind. God's word gave each animal life, but Adam's words gave every single one of them identity. Through words, the devil changed God's authority, challenged God's authority, and eventually deceived Adam and Eve. Through words, God promised them a way of redemption. Through words, Jesus revealed the mysteries of the unseen kingdom of God and commanded a dead man to be raised back to life. Through words, the apostles preached the gospel and changed the entire world in which they lived. Words are incredibly powerful. But what most of us don't understand, we think that the words of the Bible are important, or the people in the Bible, and we don't take it as seriously that our words are significant as well. Proverbs 18:21 says that the power of death and life are in your tongue. The words that you speak blaze a trail through the hearts and the lives of people around you, good or bad. You have the power to increase people's self-worth and to build them up in unshakable confidence. In Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3, Paul writes, "Praise be to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ." See, the thing is that these blessings are sitting in the heavenly realms. They're like undelivered packages. Have you ever ordered anything online or from the Sears Wish Book and your package just doesn't show up? And you kind of picture it in some obsolete room that it's just sitting there waiting? Anyone ever let their imagination wander? Yeah, especially if it's something you really want and you ordered it on Prime and it should have been here in like 18 hours. The thing is that our blessings and these things that God has sitting there available to us, if people don't use their words to activate them and deliver them, then it's like the box sitting in the middle of nowhere not being delivered yet. It's available, it's a possibility, but someone's got to pick up the package and bring it through. When we step out and we have the privilege of being used by God to deliver his blessing into the lives around of those around us, we get to play a part in delivering that package to the person it was intended for. We do so through our words that are expressed in heartfelt love. We do so with deeds in a significant moment. And finally, we do that with ceremonies that seal the thing that's been done or the word that's been delivered. Blessing ceremonies have powerful opportunity because when we pronounce a blessing, it's not just our words. We know that Holy Spirit is present to write the words on the recipient's heart. That's why many of you have shared before, as we've had blessing ceremonies at other points, that it really was a powerful moment because you sensed that God was at the center of it. How many of you have been here when we've had a blessing ceremony in the past? And how many of you had a moment where it just was kind of like it was very significant? How many of you have had the opportunity to receive a blessing? Of those of you who raised your hand, did it significantly impact you and where you were going and how that played out? It does, right? Because you hold on to it different. How many of you have given a blessing? Has anyone? Yeah. The feeling of being able to partner with God in that way, it's a big responsibility, it's a big privilege, but there's something so endearing about it, isn't it? It just really connects you with that person in a profound way. And so this morning, as we consider the significance of all of those things, I'm gonna ask Sharon if she would join me at the front. Come on up. Sharon, as we have heard for a little bit now, is moving, and you're here next Sunday, right? But I'm not here next Sunday, so we're going to celebrate her today, but you can get your last official hug next week. But Sharon, it is absolutely not even a possibility that we would consider sending you into this next season without blessing you. It's not a question. So I'm going to ask Andrew if he could come give me a hand up here for a second. Andrew is going to bring up a chair, and I actually am going to ask him to move my table out of the way, too. That's okay. It's only going to get better. Seriously. You see, the thing is that sometimes you can come to church on a Sunday morning and you can expect a message and you can expect the consistent package. But if we really are a family, we all know that family moments have different aspects to them, right? Every family dinner doesn't look the same. Every family gathering doesn't look the same. And so this morning, our gathering looks a little bit different as we honor Sharon and bless her in this new season and release her to go forward. So Sharon, do you want the Kleenex now or you want to wait? You want, Jackson, can you bring up some Kleenex? Give it to Sharon. Watch your tea. Okay. Today we bless you. We call your spirit to attention that it may hear the word of the Lord and receive it today. Sharon, the spiritual meaning of your name is a vision of beauty. And today we declare that your spirit, your soul, and your character, your integrity, and everything that makes you uniquely you is just that, a vision of beauty. It's a true testimony to God's beauty that resides in and radiates from you. We bless your adult identity and your destiny in this world. May you discover in the days ahead the purpose for which God has sent you to this earth and to rule in your God-given area of authority. May you also discover with increased clarity the purpose for which God has led you to move your home. May you discern with wisdom the plans and the purposes the Lord has for you in this specific season of life, and always know with clarity what the next step he has for you is. We call forth an increase of faith to continue stepping out into the unknown, knowing that the Waymaker has gone before you in preparation. May you always follow the leading of God's Spirit in every decision you face. May your discernment flourish, and may you hear his voice in this next season more than ever before. May you never stop growing in the understanding and application of God's word for your life. Today, Sharon, we bless your finances, that you may always enjoy God's provision. We bless the work of your hands, that your industry and labor in every way will bring abundance to provide for you and to create ample opportunity to sow into the lives of others. May you always discern and obey the requirements for financial blessing. May you live securely without need or fear of want. May you find contentment within the limits of God's provision. We bless your life's work to this moment. May you receive appropriate honor for your years of labor, service, and love that you have sown. May your contribution to the kingdom of God on this earth be recognized and blessed. We bless you socially. May you experience true friendship in your coming and your going. May you continue to be known to be a woman of good reputation and godly character. That you will find yourself surrounded with Christ-like friendships that create a safe environment in which you feel loved and accepted for who you are. We bless your health, that you may physically prosper and not succumb to sickness. May you prosper physically even as your soul prospers. We bless your Christian witness, that you would carry with you the fragrance of Christ in all that you do. May your character and lifestyle be a witness to the truth of God's promises. May you have many opportunities to share your personal faith and bear much fruit as you continue to abide in the vine, Jesus. We bless you to go and to bless others. May you give from the overflow of having received more than you can contain. Sharon, we started by affirming the spiritual meaning of your name, Vision of Beauty. Your life scripture is Song of Songs 2, verse 1, one I know you know very well. I am the rose of Sharon, a lily of the valleys. Today, though, we declare an even deeper perspective that unpacks the depth of this statement. We look to the Passion Translation as we declare the scripture over your life, which says, I am truly his rose, the very theme of his song. I am overshadowed by his love growing in the valley. Sharon, you really are his rose. You are the most precious thing to him. In the moments where the muck and the mire of life and transition gets heavy, we call your spirit to remember that you are treasured and precious in the Master's garden. He looks at you and he sees beauty. He's preparing the most beautiful garden around you in order to display and showcase that beauty in you. Today we declare that your song of worship will rise up fresh and strong in the days ahead, that as you sing to him, you will become deeply aware of the depths of the song that he sings over you. Sharon, we bless you with knowing that you are overshadowed by his love. May you experience the depth of his love in the place of rest and safety you will find in the peaceful valley he has prepared for you. Sharon, we call your spirit to attention that it may rest securely in a deep understanding of his intimate love and care for you, always and forever. Sharon, today we bless you in knowing that as you go to what feels like, as Acts says, the ends of the earth, that we, your family, are here for you. May you always know the place you hold in our hearts, and that this always has been and always will be a safe place for you. May the friendships you have developed in this season be deeply rooted and held fast in the love of Christ, and always a place that, whether from afar or from a near, one day again, you will find safety and love. Now, we're going to pray for you, but we had to do something else first. I have never done this, so if this gets incredibly awkward, I apologize, but I promise you I would do what the Lord showed me, so I'm about to do that. And anyone who knows me will know this is a true testament of my love to Sharon. Now, that'd be really awkward right now. Flagging. I could flag. That would also be a testament of love. In the Bible, we read about Jesus washing people's feet as an act of service, and they really struggled because they said, like, why are you washing our feet? And as I wrote your blessing last night, I had this overwhelming sense from the Holy Spirit that you have served so faithfully, and you haven't fully understood the depth of service that you have given, but that you need to know that in the way you have served, we have longed and loved, and we just serve you back. And so I actually am going to go behind that curtain and get some towels, and I'm going to ask you to slip your shoes off, and I'm going to wash your feet for you this morning.
When I first came to the Lord, I didn't really understand what that meant. Not that anybody, I guess, does. But anyway, I was going to a church that wasn't following the Word of God. They watered it down. So anyway, I went to this party, actually, for another lady at Cheryl's house. And I didn't really know Cheryl all that well. And I remember we had just left that church because we felt that we were called out and we couldn't come under what they were teaching, and they washed my feet that time too. And Cheryl, I don't know if you remember that. So anyway, thank you.
I know some of you may be wondering, we've had people leave before, but Sharon, there's different levels that you invest in family and engage in and different things. And for those of you who don't know, Sharon's term on the board would come up this spring at the business meeting, and she actually would have maxed out on her board service at this point of consecutive years. And from the moment she came in, she's loved with her whole heart. She's given selflessly. She's served faithfully. She's been a friend. She's been a mentor. She's been an encouragement to so many people around. And so in big moments like this where it's someone who has been such a key piece of it, we just want to make sure that we honor well, because it's really, really important. And so this is just a little gift from the church family for you, a keepsake and some things for your journey. You can open them now, you can open them later, totally your choice. Now, we won't make you read the card though, there's a lot of writing. Welcome. We picked her up a beautiful anklet that matches her sparkling toe ring so she can remember us with every step that she takes. There is also fuel for your journey in that envelope.
Oh, thank you.
You are very, very welcome. You can open it. You don't have to read it, but you can. There's a couple little notes on the things. You have fuel for her car. And if you know Sharon, she's also going to need fuel for her. She only drinks one kind of coffee. One. You are very welcome. Now, I'm actually going to ask you, you can keep sitting if you want. I respect that you might desire to do that. But we're going to move you down to the middle here. And I'm going to invite anyone who would like to lay hands on you and pray for you to come join me at the front. So, your choice, sitting or standing. Okay. If you would like to come pray for Sharon with us up at the front, I would invite you to come join us now. We just want to be able to send her off covered, knowing she's covered in our prayers and our blessing, and that we've got her back. Really, at the end of the day, it might be hard for us, it's hard for her, but you don't go alone. You're taking us with you. All of us. I hope the car got bigger. You can just gather all the way around her. Lots of room. I'm going to start, and then I will stop. And if you feel a specific word of prayer or a word for Sharon, then I will give you time that you can speak it out good and loud for everyone to hear, or quiet and personal for her to hear, if that's the kind of word that it is. And if you're in your seat, please just join with us in prayer from the place that you find yourself. Father God, we just come to you today and we lift up Sharon. God, we know that this journey has not been straightforward. It's not been without struggle. It's not been without, in some senses, a broken heart as she leaves the old and steps out into the new. But God, we know that you have provided this path for her, and we trust that she has heard you on this. And so today, God, as her church family, as her brothers and sisters in Christ, we lift her up to you today. We thank you for the blessing that it has been to have Sharon in our midst and to get to know her and her heart and to truly have her be a part of us. And we know, God, that that is a blessing straight from you to us as your children. And so, God, today we just stand with her in unity and we cover her in prayer. And I just ask, God, that you would reveal words of wisdom and knowledge in this moment, words of affirmation and encouragement as we pray for her together as her family.
The scripture that I keep hearing over and over is, "Well done, my good and faithful servant." You have served the kingdom well. You have served him well. You have loved well. You have been a grace giver well. You have grown well. He has entrusted you with much, and you have done well. Right now, Holy Spirit, I just pray that you would flood her with your power and your presence and your might, that she would go forth in the power of you as she steps out in this new season, that every word that she speaks would have you dripping off of it. That God, every conversation that she has with her family members who don't know you, with people in the community, that they would not only know the one true living God is a part of her life, but God, that they would have an encounter with you, God, that they would sense your power coming off of her words, coming out of her prayers, that God, you would just bring the light and the life and the power of your Holy Spirit to this community that so desperately needs you. God, I pray that you would give her favor in her new friendships and relationships and in direction, God, that there would be no question that you have already lined things up, that you've already put them together. God, I pray for a supernatural affinity between her and the people here that you long for her to stay connected with. God, that those relationships wouldn't drop because of distance, that they wouldn't fall off just because of time or space or anything else, but that God, you would just allow those treasured people, the ones who she has held dear to her heart, God, the ones that fear might creep in and say that it's done, God, that you would safeguard those relationships, that what it is that you have built in this season would carry forth into the new season. God, I pray for opportunities that you would present her to mentor people, to disciple them in you and in the things of the Spirit and of the kingdom. God, I pray that you would allow her to know which ones to walk in and which ones to walk away from. That God, you would give her such discernment in each step of this journey. God, I pray for the ground that you have already begun cultivating in that area and in the people that she will encounter there. And God, would you just bring it back to our hearts in this place to pray for her, to pray for those people, to pray for the path that you've set her on. God, this has been such an example of submission to you and to your voice. Would you use this journey to not only inspire us, but to inspire people on the other side of it, God, to learn what it truly means to walk submitted to your lordship in our life, that when you say go, we would trust and we would go. And so, God, I just pray that you will be glorified in this journey, God, that each step from here on out, it would just be so painfully clear what it is that you have purposed and what it is that you have planned. God, we entrust her to you. We ask for traveling mercies as she drives. We ask that you would just surround her car, that you would keep her safe, that she would be free of problems and obstacles and accidents and vehicle issues and everything else. God, would you just allow her to distinctly sense your presence in a real and tangible way in every step of the next couple weeks as she makes this journey. God, I pray that you would protect her heart as she says goodbye this week, that you would allow it to know love, and that you would allow her to feel that sadness. But God, you would guard it from anything that the enemy would try to attach to those thoughts, any ill things that would separate her from you and your love. We just ask that you would come down and that you would guard her thoughts, guard her heart, guard her emotions, and just protect her so that these things, God, she would see them just the way you do, that your love would saturate them all, God, and she would just be so shored up in that in this season of her life. God, we thank you for her. We thank you for the ability to still love her from afar, and we entrust her to you today in your name. Amen.
Well, we're going to take some time, and no celebration is complete without food, or in my books, coffee. So we're going to move out to the foyer. You can mingle in here if you want. Please make sure to take advantage of the time to connect and share a hug or a memory or a coffee and those kinds of things. There is absolutely no rush. We have one Diet Pepsi on site, so when you see Sharon walk around with it, please don't wonder why we left you all out. We just made sure to supply her with her beverage of choice this morning. And so thank you so much for coming. I pray that you have a blessed week and you experience the Lord's presence even as you mingle this morning. Thanks so much, guys.